Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else. Attention, 97.3 The Fan listeners. If you're drowsy, sluggish, or feeling fatigued, you're about to get your afternoon boost. With Tony Quinn Jr.
I just have a lot of questions about shared dude wipes. I feel like it should be a personal stash.
Chris Ello.
When you guys mentioned the fact that there were dude wipes in there, my first reaction to it was, really? You use something moist down there?
And Matt Scraby.
The Rams, baby! The Rams!
Don't blame us for any side effects.
You thrilled our fans throughout the postseason with a great performance.
Gwen and Chris are ready to go.
Hey, it's the happy hour, folks. Welcome to it, Gwen and Chris, at 97.3 The Fan. Ahead of Padre baseball tonight, coming up, Sam Levitt and the pregame show. That's at 5:40, and then Padres, Pirates, coming up at 6:40. Right around that time at 6:40, Nick Pivetta will throw the first pitch of the ball game. Hopefully after somebody like Robert Suarez or, you know, whatever, throws the last pitch, Padres, you know, will hopefully produce some fireworks during the game, but we know for sure there will be fireworks after the game. So stay tuned for that. Happy Hour brought to you by our friends at GL Pools. They are the swimming pool experts, trusted by thousands of San Diegans since 2006. Baseball season is in full swing. So is swim season. Call GL Pools. Mention the word radio. Get yourself a free month of pool service. Before we get into more Padres news and Mike Shildt with an update on Michael King, Yu Darvish, which is, we played one earlier, but evidently there's another update, so we'll have that for you shortly. I wanted to mention your new favorite player, Frank. That being wonderful Juan Soto, who just moments ago doubled into the gap, driving in a run and giving the Mets a 2-0 lead over the lowly Rockies. Pete Alonso just homered foul. So 2-0 still Mets on top. The double for Soto was his second extra base hit in the last 17 games. That's pretty unbelievable for a guy of his ability, really. And I, you know, I'm on his case all the time, but I have to say, I mean, the guy's an incredible, you know, player. I'm just not a fan. But he really has not been getting it done for the Mets. He's hitting .224. His OPS is only .745. And don't think the Mets and the people who, you know, follow the Mets don't care about him taking pitches. And here's why I say that, Frank. I don't know if you saw it, but a couple of minutes ago while he was at bat, he took strike one. And they immediately flashed a graphic that said percent of the time Juan Soto takes strike one. 68% of his at-bats, he takes strike one. The major league average is 46%.
You know what the funny part about that is? Mike Piazza didn't swing until he had strike one on him 90% of the time.
Yes, but Mike, well, he was a bit of a diva, but probably not to that extent.
So that only matters when he's not performing.
I'm not going to disagree about that. When he's doing this, he hasn't homered since May 9th. So it's been 3 weeks since his last home run. And he's had two extra base hit, two doubles in the last 17 games, including the one he just got a moment ago. Personally, it doesn't bother me. You probably will get the last laugh in the end because Juan Soto he's good.
Good news is, I mean, if he continues this, there's always an opt-out after year four.
You only got to stick with him for another 3.5 years.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do?
I don't know. Anyway, I don't miss him in San Diego. Maybe I'm the only one who doesn't miss him, but I don't. A couple of things going on. By the way, the guy who's basically replaced Juan Soto is Gavin Sheets, who for $1 million is crushing Juan Soto in every hitting category right now, which is crazy when you think about that happening.
Please refer to him by his proper God-given name, Derry Bonds.
Derry Bonds. I mean, Gavin Sheets, my goodness. In fact, between him and Pivetta, who's pitching tonight, they're the two best free agent signings in all of baseball this offseason. I don't think there's any argument, is there? Yeah, the two of them have been.
I mean, you could probably throw Max Fried in there.
Oh, fair enough.
Fair.
Yeah, Max Fried's been really good. Cost a little more than Nick Pivetta and Derry Bonds, but yes, Fried has been a good free agent signing as well. Anyway, that's the Padre news of the day. There's a couple other things. Bradley Rodriguez is the newest Padre pitcher, a right-hander, being called up from Double-A San Antonio. He'll be out of the bullpen tonight, and Kyle Hart has been sent back to the minor leagues. Still no word on who will start in that spot in the rotation next week when the Padres are in San Francisco. And, of course, all of this is dictated because of the injury problems the Padres are having in the starting rotation, most notably with Michael King and with Yu Darvish still not returning. Manager Mike Schilt met with the media about an hour ago. Here's what he said then, which will get you up to date now. I think. Maybe.
We're in a rest phase right now still, just not doing anything baseball
activity-wise. Michael's in a rest phase, and there is a chance that he starts to play a light catch at some point today or tomorrow.
Is there any plans for Yu Darvish bullpen anytime soon, or just still catch?
I think it's fairly soon. Yeah, I don't know. You know, there's been talk about it, but we'll see how he plays catch today and then evaluate it from there, but it's on the table for this weekend, but I can't say it's going to happen.
What was on the table? Just playing catch, Yu Darvish? Bullpen for Darvish, okay. Not pitching this weekend.
No, a bullpen.
Okay. All right. You want to hear a little bit more about Darvish then? Let's get a couple more specifics from Mike Schilt on the whereabouts. Where's Waldo? In this case, Yu Darvish.
How about Yu Darvish? Where does he stand for you now? And I think you used the phrase aggressive catch.
Yeah, aggressive catch. He's throwing, you know, it's just recovery for Darvish. You know, he had the rehab. Ball came out good, velocity good, pitch shape's good. Now it's a matter of the aggressiveness relative to the next day, aggressiveness and the ability to recover and move forward to get back to the load it's going to take to be a starting pitcher. But he is moving the arm forward. That's positive, and he's encouraged, got a smile on his face, and seems to be in a pretty good spot mentally and working towards getting more consistent with the recovery physically.
Yeah, that's not the news I really want, but that's the news you got. You know, I would love to hear him to say, well, yeah, Darvish is going to start Monday. Simple.
Oh,
or Tuesday in that open spot. I would put Darvish in Tuesday. He's ready. Let's go. We need him. Let's go.
I would have to think he's going to have another rehab start in the minors.
I know. I'm dreaming. But, you know, we need this right now. Speaking of key players that are out, Bryce Harper, once again, not in the Philly lineup tonight. Still day-to-day. Recovering from a bruised right elbow. Caught a 95-mile-an-hour fastball from Spencer Strider on Tuesday. Just a reminder that when you get hit like that, it hurts.
Yeah.
People kind of poke the old school people say, well, they make wear all this gear now and they armor the body armor. Damn right they wear a body armor, wouldn't you?
Funny
ball coming
not
in at 95 on, you know, that's going to leave a mark, as the old saying goes.
Funny bone's not that funny.
No. So, I don't blame that on these guys. But Harper not quite back yet. Not going on the injured list, though. That's the good news. The one other note we mentioned with Tony earlier, the poor Marlin infielder. Was it Randall Simon or Ronnie Simon?
Ronnie Simone.
Simone, thank you. Not only did the Marlins part company with him today, DFA'd. Like, pack your bags and we don't, yeah, that's...
Again,
I know he had a horrible night. There's no quit. He made three errors. They really should have given him four. Thank you to the scorekeepers out there who took one away from him, or he would have had four. But to lose your job basically over that a couple days later, it's tough.
I wouldn't say it was directly caused by
you
that.
You don't think so, huh?
No.
Okay.
For one game, everyone has a bad night.
All right.
But
all right. You don't. Well,
again,
the timing
DFA,
is pretty obvious to me. If you know,
DFA again. Just as a reminder, DFA doesn't necessarily mean you are gone.
What
that
does it mean?
Is, you are put on waivers. Every team has a chance to claim you, and then you have the option of either going to free agency or
Padres should pick him up.
Going to the minors.
Let's pick him up. He's hitting .234. Before this designated for assignment. And by the way, he's listed here on the Marlins stat page as a left fielder. We are looking for one of those.
Might have led to the three errors.
Yes. One more thing on left fielders. I've seen this name several times, Frank. I don't have any insight. But I've seen a lot of people say the Padres should go after Cedric Mullins. He leads the Orioles with 10 home runs. But they have a ton of outfielders. The Orioles are not doing well. Contract situation. Mullins might fit here. Great player. Just went on the injured list today. So that'll quiet those conversations for a while.
It actually might heat them up.
You think so?
Honestly.
You think the fact that he's injured might intrigue the Padres more?
Because now he's not going to cost as much. You don't have much to give, but now that he's hurt and has an injury this year, if you were to try to go
would
get
you really
him,
want to trade for an injured player?
No, I don't. I mean, when he's healthy
right now?
Again. No, when he's healthy
he's
again.
Got, guess
you
what
would
he's
want
got?
It.
He's got a hamstring. We already saw how long that takes.
No, I'm saying when he's healthy again. But
yes,
now,
but that's a month from now. I'm not going to trade for him to tomorrow.
No, exactly. You're not going to trade. You wouldn't trade for him tomorrow. I'm saying in a month, month and a half from now, or at the deadline, you're going to say, "Well, he's had an injury this year. It took him a while to come back.
All right.
Maybe getting this guy, maybe taking this guy from us, isn't the greatest idea for both of us, but now maybe this guy's not as good."
I like what you're trying to say, but
bit.
I'm not a Cedric Mullins. The other guy that everybody wants is Taylor Ward, who's practically only leading baseball in home runs now all of a sudden.
Yeah, but he's got a 200. Angels. He's got an under 200 to average, though.
Fans only see what they want to see, Frank.
No kidding.
We need to see a timeout. Hopefully it gets you some traffic. Might be on your way to the ballpark tonight. Grab this update, and then our Friar Friday interview. Tony and I spent some time with the newest Padre reliever. Well, he's not the newest now because Bradley Rodriguez has been called up, but the second newest, I guess, David Morgan. Good guy from Southern California. Find out more about him when Gwen and Chris resumes.
Hate doing cardio?
try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Chris Ello and Tony Gwynn Jr., of course, is down at Petco Park. Many of you are probably on your way right now. Padres and Pirates tonight. Don't forget, after the game, stick around. Post-game fireworks spectacular. Epic fireworks show. I'm reading the copy that they sent here, Frank. I'm not predicting an epic fireworks show because I haven't been privy to it.
The fireworks
show. But
shows.
The Padres say it will be epic, and it will be set to your favorite summertime tunes.
Oh, there you go.
Always makes it fun. And I will say this. In San Diego, we're not great at everything or anything sometimes, but we are great at fireworks.
Except in, what was it, 2015? For the big bay boom when they all went off in 20 seconds?
Yeah, okay, well, that was once. We're good at fireworks. Just trust me on that, Frank.
The Petco Park fireworks shows are very, very nice.
Have a good night out at the ballpark, and hopefully the Padres with Pivetta will be able to prevail. Elsewhere, Dodgers play the Yankees tonight, so that'll be kind of fun, I guess, for fans of those two teams. No fun for you, Frank, because you hate both squads.
Yep.
Like with a passion.
Yep.
Elsewhere in baseball, Reds over the Cubs earlier today, 6-2. Couple of games tonight. Your Mets, 3-0 over the Rockies. Juan Soto with a rare RBI double in that game for New York. Maybe they'll get off his case for a little while. Giants are up 2-0 on the Marlins in the fifth. Those are kind of the scores you need. And now, a chance for you to meet one of the newest Padres pitcher who made his debut this week, David Morgan. Excited to have him on and give you a chance to meet him. Tony and I sat with him earlier.
I think our Friar Friday guest is...
Hold on, wait a second. That was the right interview. However, there was an issue with that, so I'm going to have to do this really quick.
People get to see a lot of behind the scenes stuff.
Especially
if they're not counting on it. Right?
See, yeah, exactly. And yeah. It always helps when you have a dope at the helm. Here we go. Now we got the actual one.
All right.
I think our Friar Friday guest is ready. Padre reliever David Morgan joins us here on Gwynn and Chris on this Friar Friday. David, thank you for your time. How are you, my friend?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Let's start with you finally got some action out there, man. You came in. What was your pulse like at that time? Did you have any nerves? I'm sure you did. But just talk a little bit about what it felt like to get on that mound finally.
Yeah, there was definitely a little bit of nerves, you know, going out there. Didn't really have enough time to think about it. You know, close game, right. In the eighth inning. Got to go out there and get two outs. So, you know, didn't think about myself too much. Just wanted to get two outs, help the team win. Obviously, you know, packed house, sold out stadium. It was pretty loud, but yeah, that was a cool moment.
I was going to say, David, I mean, I don't care. You got to, even if you think you're a pretty cool customer, you know, running out there in a packed stadium like that, probably trying to remind yourself, you know, don't worry about it. I've done this a million times. I've pitched. I know how to, you know, step on the rubber. I look right at the catcher. I get the sign. I throw the ball. But it's not the same, right? I mean, it's just, for at least for a moment, like you said, it's not the same.
Right. Yeah. No, there's definitely a pulse to it for sure.
David, you obviously, well, not obviously, it sounds like you grew up a Padre fan, enjoyed this team. I mean, what was the era that you were paying attention to as a Padre fan?
I mean, kind of all of it. But, okay, you know, when I really look back on it, you know, early 2000s, you know, with Hoffman and PV, you know, those dudes were kind of my idols growing up. You know, I got to meet Hoffy, obviously, when I signed. And he reached out to me yesterday and texted me, sent me a pretty cool text. So it's pretty awesome to, you know, idolize those guys and now have those guys in my corner. But, yeah, that early 2000s team and then, obviously, you know, kind of what's been happening here, you know, later, you know, 2019, 2020, how this organization has gone and how cool it's been and you know, getting into the playoffs now. And, you know, obviously it's been a little bit different now. Team's grown a lot and the stadium is loud and, you know, kind of paid attention to it all, though. You know, but that early 2000s team was pretty cool to me.
David Morgan is our guest. He's from Southern California, as Tony kind of alluded to, Mission Viejo. And you attended the famous, and if you haven't played like a college basketball preseason game against this school, you probably have never heard of them, Hope International University in Fullerton. And I bring this up, David, because I think young people who are growing up in the game think that they have to be on the biggest stage to get discovered. And I think people around baseball will always say, no matter where you are, they'll find you. And so I think you're a great example of that, right? You're at Hope University. Tell us how, you know, you felt you were discovered and were able to get from there to here.
Yeah, it's been a wild journey. You know, I had aspirations to play at a big school, and I kind of thought that was my only way in here. But, you know, playing for Coach Altobelli at a junior college, he kind of showed me the path of what it was going to look like and who I needed to impress. And ended up going to an even smaller school than that. And my coaches there told me, hey, the reality of your situation is, you know, tougher than most, and you have a really good arm, so why don't you step on the mound and just, you know, give yourself a better shot. And started pitching a little bit, grew some interest in me there, and got invited out to Petco because of that, and then got a shot, and they ended up signing me as a pitcher. So the dream was always to be here as a shortstop, and obviously that changed a little bit.
We should have known you were also a shortstop. Every Padre is used to be a shortstop, I think.
Right, yeah. I mean, regardless of how I got here, it doesn't really matter. I'm still playing the game and still have a chance to, you know, play in the big leagues and, you know, help this team win. So regardless of how, you know, I'm still here.
David Morgan joins us here on Gwen and Chris. He has gotten a couple tastes of being on that big league mound. Let's talk a little bit about your pitching coach, Ruben Niebla. I mean, everybody seems to really enjoy being around him. For you personally, I know you've gotten to work with him a little bit in spring, obviously, and now you're getting to work side by side. What has been some things that you've been able to kind of take away from Ruben and apply some of the knowledge he's given you?
Oh, I think the biggest thing is just how competitive he is. You know, he's an animal. he's an awesome dude to work with. You know, doesn't give any handouts. You know, he is on top of it every single day. And, you know, he watches my throwing program and my touch and feels before games. And, you know, gives me a little feedback here and there. Obviously, being new, he didn't want to change too much right out the gates, but, you know, I'm sure as I keep throwing, you know, he'll have more stuff for me. But I think the biggest thing is just how competitive he is and how much he wants to win.
David Morgan is with us. How was your welcome to the Padre bullpen? How do those guys bring a new pitcher into the fold out there? Do they didn't pull any pranks on you, or would they? That you could share?
No pranks.
Okay, good. But how was that?
Some of the starters kind of played around with me a little bit first time up here, but nothing too much. The bullpen's been very, very welcoming. Obviously, you get to this stage and, nothing but congratulations for me and, welcome me in with open arms, and they want to see me succeed, because if I'm out there succeeding, then we're winning. So, yeah, no pranks from the bullpen, a little bit from the starters, but nothing too bad.
Do you have a pair of City Connect shoes yet?
Not shoes, no.
Not shoes. All right. What do you? You have a glove?
City Connect.
I had like a mint colored glove.
Okay.
Like from 44 from a while ago. I don't know if I have it with me anymore. But no. Nothing.
You better go home and get it, David. You might need it tonight. Friday night.
Yeah.
have your parents and family been able to see you yet and experience some of this with you?
Yeah. They've been at the games. I've been getting them into the family section. They've been able to come down on the field after games and stuff, so got to celebrate with them after I debuted, and yeah, that was really cool to see all my friends and family out here supporting.
Well, David, off to a good start, man. We've enjoyed watching you so far. Congratulations. Good luck the rest of the way. We know you got to get out of here. Thanks for spending some time with us.
Right on, yeah. Thanks for having me.
No problem. David Morgan, Padres relief pitcher.
Well done, David Morgan. And I was going to say, I hope we don't see you tonight, but because if we do, it'll probably be in the middle innings, and I'd like
probably,
to see Pivetta
yes.
go seven or so. But good having David Morgan on. That's a great story. The guy's at Hope International College, basically. He went to Orange Coast College and then Hope International. That is not your normal ticket to the big leagues.
From Mission Viejo, right?
He's from Mission Viejo, yeah. But my point being, as I said to him in the interview, because a lot of parents out there, listen up, parents and kids for that matter, you think you got to play in high-profile situations. It's fun to play in those. But if you don't find yourself to a high-profile situation, go play where you can play. And if you're good, they'll find you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And David Morgan's proof of that. The guy's at Hope International University. Now he's in the big leagues.
Yeah, certainly.
So what are you rolling this for? I got
your
a minute
and
a half. Oh, that's the camera sign.
Yes.
Camera gets messed up too often. Tennessee's leading Florida 10-3. That's 10-3. It's a wild softball score. Fourth inning at the Women's College World Series. Oklahoma's looking for, I believe, their fifth consecutive title in that tournament. That's a pretty good run, I would say.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a lot of teams in college softball. At Oklahoma may make it five in a row. They did win their first game in dramatic fashion yesterday.
Now, are they like college baseball where they're in the regionals now? Or are they
no,
in
they're
the,
into the,
they
World, Series
in the World Series
now. Yes, they
now.
Started ahead. They start okay. with the regionals, then they have the super regionals. Their setup, the women's softball, is the same as baseball. They have regionals, then super regionals, and then World Series. They're into the World Series
okay.
now. And Tennessee, this is an elimination game. And again, just we talked about in the Big Five, it's two SEC teams
yes.
playing, of
mm-hmm.
course. Five of the teams in the World Series for women, eight teams, five of them are in the SEC.
As you do.
So, yes, we keep complaining about the SEC, and we're tired of them, but bottom line, they kick everybody's butt.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to argue it. Anything else this weekend, Frank? What are you doing for you got the UEFA Champions League tomorrow?
Yes,
who you got in the final?
Yes, I do, of course.
Who do you have?
Inter Milan, as I've been
supporting. Sweater there?
Scarf.
It is.
This is commemorating their 20th league championship last year. So this is,
I didn't even
we
see
are
that.
Ready to go.
I didn't see the scarf beyond the garishness of your yellow and orange striped shirt there.
Thank you.
Inter Milan, I don't know anything about them, but the fact that they beat FC Barcelona 7-6 in a combined total in the semifinals makes me want to root for them in the final. I just love the fact that those teams combined to score 13 goals in soccer.
Yeah,
that's phenomenal.
It has been one heck of a year for Inter. Unfortunately, it did not result in them winning the league championship for a second consecutive year. They came up one point short because, of course, they would.
But they could win the UEFA Champions League, yes, which would be a pretty big deal.
Yes, they could win Champions League, which would be an absolutely massive, massive deal.
That game will be tomorrow. Or match will be tomorrow at noon, I think.
Yes.
On CBS.
Yes.
So enjoy Padre baseball. Enjoy the UEFA Champions League. Knicks Pacers.
Yes.
Monday, tune in to see what shirt Frank's wearing and whether or not the Knicks are still alive. A little French Open tennis. We haven't even talked about that. You can watch some of that this weekend. So enjoy. Have a good one. And we'll be back on Monday for Tony Gwynn Jr. and Scraby, Chris Ello, Big Frank, Padre baseball. Sam Levitt's pregame show next on 97.3 The Fan.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.